This week, Australian mathematics had a rare moment in the global spotlight.
I'd like to call to the stage Akshay Venkatesh.
Australian mathematician Akshay Venkatesh won the Fields Medal.
It is the major award in mathematics.
That's his friend and former uni classmate Michael Judici, now himself a professor of mathematics at the University of Western Australia.
It has often been described as the Nobel Prize for mathematicians, because there's no Nobel Prize for mathematics. Yeah, it is deemed to be the pinnacle for a mathematician.
It is awarded once every 4 years to between two and four mathematicians, and they must be under 40. Professor Venkatesh is just the second Australian to ever have won the award. Terence Tao was the first in 2006.
So this is quite a big achievement for Australian mathematics.
Speaking with the ABC from his hotel room just after receiving the prize, Professor Venkatesh played down its status.
It's really a prize for younger mathematicians, both about their previous work and to kind of encourage them.
Professor Venkatesh grew up in Perth. He raced through his education, completing school at age 13. Despite being several years younger than his peers, he topped the state. In 1994, just after Akshay finished school, the ABC spoke with the young genius.
I'd like to do some research in maybe physics, or maybe become a mathematician or something like that.
Then, just 3 years later, at the age of 16, he graduated from the University of Western Australia with honours in pure mathematics. Again, despite his youth, he was top of the class. He's now a professor at Stanford University and Princeton. Professor Venkatesh's medal was officially for the synthesis of analytic number theory, homogeneous dynamics, topology, and representation theory. If that sounds complicated, that's because it is.
If it was easy for me to explain, then he wouldn't have received the Fields Medal.
But the key word in the official honour is synthesis.
One of his talents is that he's been able to draw in lots of different other areas of different mathematics to help him with this number theory. So instead of trying to answer just questions about number theory, he's been able to use things like representation theory and topology and ergodic theory and use techniques from these different areas to help him answer these questions in number theory.
Among his contributions was solving a problem described as one of the four most important problems in number theory. It's called the subconvexity problem for L functions. L functions are a class of functions which include a famous one called the Riemann zeta function. That function explains a lot about the otherwise mysterious distribution of prime numbers.
He's doing lots of pure mathematics, which is done because we think it's interesting and important mathematics, and we're trying to understand fundamental questions about numbers. For Akshay's work, At the moment, I couldn't point to any application, but we would expect that in, 50 years' time, then we would hope that it has some important application.
Akshay's mum, Svita Venkatesh, is herself a leader in the area of machine learning and a professor at Deakin University.
I'm extremely thrilled. I'm thrilled that he has got this award. It's, as you say, the pinnacle of what he can achieve in this field, and I'm very proud of the person he is.
But like any mother, she has bigger concerns than his Fields Medal.
I just want him to be happy. That's all I hope for him, that he's happy and he loves what he does.
And for Akshay Venkatesh, these days he also has important passions besides his mathematics.
When I get a chance, I read or go for a run, but I'd say most of my spare time I'm with the kids.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Slezak from ABC News.